Tusk tests reveal woolly mammoth's life journey. A woolly mammoth that roamed 17,000 years ago covered enough ground in its 28-year lifetime to almost circle the globe twice, analyses of one of its tusks suggest. The findings, detailed in a study published in the journal Science, show how the male mammoth went through infancy and youth as part of a herd, but died alone from starvation in mountains in the north of the U.S. state of Alaska. The mammoth's movements were traced through analyses of chemical markers called isotopes in one of its well-preserved tusks to generate more than 400,000 data points for the study. The scientist sliced open the tusk, exposing the layers that were added as the animal grew. Dr. Wooler said those layers were like ice cream cones stacked one inside of each other. A close-up of the split mammoth tusk and the blue-stained scientist used to reveal the growth lines. In its early years, the mammoth, named Kick, by researchers after the river where its remains were found, moved around the area that is now the lower Yukon River region in Alaska. Though glaciers extended far south at the time, much of Alaska, including that region, had no glaciers, Dr. Wooler said. Instead, the region would have been low, flat grassland that was ideal for grazers such as woolly mammoth. It was probably hang out with the herd, with its mother and other members of the herd, Dr. Wooler said. At age 15 or 16, the mammoth dramatically increased the distance of its travels, heading from time to points, much farther north and higher in elevation. It was likely the mammoth left the herd at this time, Dr. Wooler said. He said its behavior mirrored patterns in some modern elephant herds, in which maturing males were encouraged to head off on their own. In its later years, the mammoth roamed some routes that its caribou use today, Dr. Wooler said. He said it was possible the mammoth shared migration paths with ancient caribou as it traveled seasonally to find food. The analysis of its tusk showed that mammoth was 28 years old when it died and probably starved in its final days. It looks like, in its last year of life, it slowed down to not much moving around, Dr. Wooler said. We have kind of a smoking gun of what killed it. Dr. Wooler said the study that more than just satisfied curiosity about extinct Ice Age creatures. He said it was also relevant to species living in today's rapidly changing Arctic environment. Our work helps shed a light on environmental concerns we have about modern animals like polar bears and caribou that live in the Arctic today, he said.